Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment, proving that the Trinity is biblical and that modalism or oneness is a lie. Today we're going to look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. The Bible reads, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." So it's clear that Jesus Christ is God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And so Jesus Christ is the Creator, he's God. But what we need to understand is that Jesus Christ is not God the Father. There's God the Father, then there's Jesus, and then there's the Holy Ghost. And these three are one God. But there are three persons that make up one God. That's the traditional view of the Trinity, which is correct. So this verse, Colossians 1:15, says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Now, what does it mean to be the image of the invisible God? Well, invisible means something that cannot be seen. Invisible means it cannot be seen. Well, God the Father, the Bible says, no man shall see his face and live. He cannot be seen. He's invisible in that sense. Okay. And the Bible says here that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, meaning that we can look at Jesus and see what God the Father looks like because he is the express image of God the Father's person. So he's the image of the invisible God. So what do we think of when we think of an image? You know, we use computers a lot, and so we use the word image all the time to refer to a picture, you know, a JPEG, a PNG, whatever. Obviously, that technology was not around in Bible days, but that's something that we understand when we hear the word image. And we can look at an image of someone and know exactly what that person looks like, right? But that image itself is not that person. Okay, so if I pull up an image on my computer screen of someone, it's not like that person is literally really there. Okay, you know, in the words of Ken Hovind, this is not my wife, this is just a picture of my wife. You know, anybody who's heard Ken Hovind has heard that joke a bazillion times. So the point is that there's a difference between the image and the actual thing itself. Okay, so in this case, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Well, the invisible God is God the Father. The Bible says, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Okay, so the Son is the image of the Father. Now, that makes sense since, you know, I have several sons and they are in my image, meaning that they look like me. But the difference is that my sons don't look exactly like me because they also look somewhat like their mother. Whereas the Bible says that Jesus is the express image of his person to the point where he could say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because he is the express image of God. Now, in the next verse, it says, actually, I'm sorry, in the next phrase, it says, the firstborn of every creature. Now, some people will twist this scripture to try to make Jesus into a created being. Jesus is not a created being. Jesus was in the beginning with God, and he was God. Jesus is co-eternal and co-equal with God, meaning that Jesus has always been around, and he always will be around. He's the same yesterday and today and forever, and he is eternal. Let the Bible define itself. The Bible says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, and then the next verse, he says, for means because, for by him were all things created. So you say, what does it mean when it says he's the firstborn of every creature? Well, the next breath, he tells us, he's the firstborn of every creature because by him were all things created. So that's what that means. When it says he's the firstborn of every creature, it means that by him were all things created. He created everything. Okay. That's how the Bible defines itself here. Christ is not a created being. Christ is fully God, but he's not God the Father as oneness or modalism teaches. Here again, the Trinity is shown to be the truth. And oneness is shown to be a lie because Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. He is the image of the Father.